Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have now reached Thursday. It is January 9th. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
So I'll read this only because there's a little twist to the weather today. We will see some sunshine.
That's good. Still going to be really cold.
It's not about, this is what I, and I don't know if anybody else does this. This is what I do when it becomes, when there's snow on the ground and it is cold, and it is brutally cold today. So what I do is then I look at name your, you know, we News 5 is our partner. It could be anywhere else. I look at the forecast for the foreseeable future. You know, like Fox 8 has like an 8-day forecast. That, you know, there's different ones. And I will look ahead to see specifically when it becomes above 32 degrees. So then it's a little warmer and this stuff can melt. I'm not a fan of the snow. That is not in the future.
No, it's not.
We have it on the studio, and the forecast is all the way through next Wednesday. Doesn't even hit 30 degrees. That's why we don't talk about the weather. We move to something positive like this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. They're coming off that big Cavs win. Today's the day.
You think we'll get a winner, a dead guy in an envelope? That would be amazing. Finally, we could put it to rest.
He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. We need your guess. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing excellent.
All right, who's your guess? Dead guy in an envelope.
I'm going to go with the Notorious B.I.G.
I love your line of guesses every day. It's not Notorious B.I.G.
Right around the line of my guesses. I love all of these guesses.
Yeah.
It's probably all on one of my playlists somewhere, by the way. The Tupacs, the Biggie Smalls.
It's going down my playlist.
You are. I love it. Continue to go down the playlist. We appreciate the guesses every morning. Another one, 610 on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. Can I just say something? I played whirly ball yesterday.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
It's always a good time.
It's so fun.
The reason I mention this is that my daughter is now old enough to play whirly ball. I think you have to be, it's either 8 or 9. It's somewhere in that range. She's 9 years old. So she's thinking, and it's the teams of 5. If you know the game, you know the game. If not, it's, you know, you're in bumper cars and you're trying to throw this ball against kind of a basketball backboard and try to hit the middle for more points, outscore the other team. So Izzy's on my team. That's my daughter. She's 9. She's in the bumper car, and she tells me, she's like, Daddy, I do not want to get hit. So, well, I mean, it's, I don't.
By the ball or by the car?
By the car. She's afraid to get hit by the bumper cars, right? So this is the thing. So I said, okay. So she's on my team. All she did was go around. Like, if we were all on one side, she went to the other side. And then if we were all over this side, then she went to the other side.
Protected herself.
And then she tells Grandma, I find this out later, and she's like, Grandma, I don't even need this racket thing. I don't even know what this is for. So we were basically playing 5-on-4 in this game yesterday. She just, like, no matter where it was at, I accidentally bumped into her. We rubbed cars together, and she couldn't go forward, and she was so mad at me. I'm like, let me get out of your way and go.
Yeah.
But so she technically played, but it was one of those where it was like,
well, she was protecting herself. Great job.
Off on the entire other side.
That's
hilarious. Was just like, Daddy, I said, what was your strategy, Izzy? Daddy, when everybody went that way, I went that way. Said, you know what, kid, you've got this figured out.
Did you, as a team of 4, did you win?
We played four games. We won two of them, and then we played laser tag, and we both won both of those games.
Oh, good.
Not because of me. I am quite possibly the worst laser tagger ever.
Why? That surprises me.
Well, I mean, it's fine, but like the second game, I don't know if somebody was perched there and just crushing me or what was happening. I was like, grandma played the game who's like 73 and she outscored me. That's how bad I was the second
game.
That's
a
She's crushing everybody. Me, I couldn't
get it done. I bet you're dramatic when you get shot in laser tag too.
And I run my mouth like it's an entire thing.
I can imagine.
I was like, our team won, but if it was filled with Tims, we would have lost.
Wow.
By a bajillion.
That's good to know if I ever find myself in a laser tag situation.
I don't know. It was an entire
mental
thing.
Note.
Yeah. It's fun though. It's always fun, but I'm the worst.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for CB on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
My entire feed is full of people posting about the fires in the LA area. They started breaking out yesterday and then they have spread. So just before 9 p.m. last night, there is a new fire out in Hollywood Hills along with the Palisades fire. There's another one in the Sunset area, but they were able to get that one down. So the Eden fire grew to over 10,000 acres yesterday with 0% containment due to extremely high demand. They are running out of water. That's what people are talking about a lot. So some areas have more water access, so they're able to get it down. Some not. So that's kind of been the update. But a lot of celebrities have lost their homes, like Adam Brody, Leighton Meester, Anna Faris, Billy Crystal, Eugene Levy, Paris Hilton have lost their homes. But there is a reality TV star, Spencer Pratt, and his wife, Heidi. They have been updating social media, and I think they've gained a lot of attention because they posted so much from the very start. They were like one of the first that like posted about it, the Palisades fire, and you could see it like coming to their home. You could see them posting like live updates of like, oh, this thing's getting closer. We're going to evacuate. You saw them. They like posted videos of them like packing up their house. And then they posted them seeing Ring camera footage of them watching their home burn down. It was like so crazy to see like all of it happen. But because of that, he gained a lot of attention and he is trying to find humor in this. And this is one of the videos he posted.
Cheers. Thank you to a million followers on TikTok. Who would have thought all I needed is our house to burn down to finally hit a million. Can't believe I didn't think of that sooner.
It is everywhere. I mean, whether it's Spencer Pratt, I tell you what, to be brutally honest, I woke up at 2 this morning and all I did was flip through these videos and just the horror of the videos from the sky, the videos on the ground, people trapped in their houses, people trying to leave, abandoning the cars, bulldozers pushing the cars out of the way so that the fire engines can get through. I cannot even imagine what people are going through. Celebrities or not or whatever. That is a horrible thing. Trying to grab what you can possibly grab, figuring maybe I'm going to go back to the house. Like maybe I'll have a chance to go back there. It's probably not going to be totally damaged, right? I'll have a chance. I'll grab maybe some birth certificates or some things that I'm going to need or some memorabilia, something that really means something to you. And then to come back to nothing, just literally nothing left. It's heartbreaking.
Like you were saying, even the Spencer Pratt posting videos of them seeing it come toward them.
Yes.
How scary that must be. And people talking about their homes being gone, their favorite restaurants being gone, the places they shop being gone. I mean, this entire little town is just burned.
Yeah.
It's scary.
And then I saw this morning, like fire in the Hollywood Hills now that somehow that started, like it's, you know, which is obviously closer to like the Hollywood sign. Not that I'm well versed in LA. I've been there like
as of right now, the Hollywood sign is still good.
Okay, that's good.
People have been like posting a lot about that. There's like a live footage feed of it at all times. You can watch it so you can check up on the Hollywood sign, make sure it's still good.
Make sure it's still good. So yeah, that is clearly something that was everywhere. Thank you, Stevie, on the socials every day, weekday right around this time. Good morning, Star 102.
It's 21 degrees in Macedonia, today's Star City. These are the three things you need to know this morning. Neil Zurcher has passed away. Well known locally for being a reporter on Fox 8 and his trademark One Tank Trips. This is a segment that started during the gas shortage in the 70s. It's still on Fox 8 today.
Who took a One Tank Trip and where did you go?
Oh, did you ever do that?
He had been around for decades. My dad bought, he was a huge fan of Neil Zurcher. And if you know, you know. We took these, he got these books, these Neil Zurcher, you know, actually handheld books, and tried to figure out which of these one tank trips that we would go on. And I can't be the only person. If you went on one, let us know. I remember specifically there was the, and Steve, you should be in here, the whatever is like the largest cuckoo clock in the world that is in, is it in T County? She should really be, but I think it's in T County, whatever it is. And we took this one tank trip and it was a big deal because Neil Zurcher on Fox 8 talked about it. So then we as a family went to see this cuckoo clock.
Because you knew it was great if he talked about it.
It was just these ideas of places to go and maybe you didn't know about that you would go on, you would explore. It was in Ohio or outskirts of Ohio and it ended up being, he was right. It was always a great place to stop.
He was 89 years old, by the way. Nominations for the SAG Awards announced yesterday. Wicked topping the list with 5, including Best Ensemble, plus nominations for Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande, and Jonathan Bailey. The Bob Dylan film, A Complete Unknown, got 4, including nods for Timothy Chalamet and Ed Norton for supporting actor. Kristen Bell will host the SAG Awards when they stream live on Netflix February 23rd. And free tours of Playhouse Square coming back this month. They're available on select Saturdays beginning January 18th. The tour is 90 minutes long. You do need to register on their website first.
How do you get away from it? All eyes are on California.
Yes, the wildfires continue. Thousands of homes have already burned. They're saying more than 130,000 people under warnings or have been urged to flee their homes. We've seen a lot of celebrities posting about losing their homes. And we just mentioned those because those are the ones we see on social media. I've seen Mandy Moore post, Paris Hilton, Adam Brody and Leighton Meester, Miles Teller, Eugene Levy, Anthony Hopkins, Billy Crystal, Spencer Pratt, John Goodman. All of them have lost their homes destroyed in this Pacific Palisades wildfire.
Palisades fire. I'm just looking on TV right now. We just haven't have ABC on the, it is the most devastating fire in the history of LA. It goes on and on. Stevie, I know you follow everything on the socials. I mean, you can't get away from it. If you have a social media account and you follow anybody anywhere, it's on there. I mean, there's no way to get away from it. We kind of take you inside of that. And maybe it affects you. Maybe you have friends and family that are out there, and you want to reach out to us and let us know what's going on. Jessica, we appreciate the message. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Oh my goodness. Such devastation, such heartache. Prayers to California families. Be safe. I think that's well put. Also, Karen, I can't believe what I'm seeing on TV and on social right now. These poor residents of LA, this is just not, I mean, the list goes on. She goes talking about the fire hydrants and no water in the fire. Yeah. Like, it's like, what angle do you want to take of this thing? Because it's just, the list goes on and on. But, I mean, you know, the celebrities being displaced, you're trying to, celebrities, not celebrities, whatever it might
sure.
be. You're trying to grab whatever you can possibly grab to get out of your house that you think to yourself, maybe I'll have a chance to get back to. I imagine it won't be totally destroyed, but clearly we're being told to leave the area. So you grab birth certificates, maybe you grab some pictures, you grab something that's, you know, near and dear to your heart, that's maybe from your parents that had passed away, like anything it might be, thinking there's a chance you go back, and you go back to nothing. There is nothing there.
Just awful.
Doesn't matter, celebrities, not area of the country, whoever it might be, the entire thing is just really, really tough to watch and see. And obviously, this is the number one thing that everybody's seeing and talking about today.
And one of the really terrible things is, you know, we started talking about yesterday or the day when the fire started, it was one fire. And now what, Stevie, how many are there?
Like 5, I believe they
said. 5 different fires. And we were just watching a video on one that popped up in
the Hollywood Hills. There, it was like the Palisades one, then they had the Sunset fire, and then the Hollywood fire just started. It's not right by the Hollywood sign, but it's in that area and it's spreading.
Is there fear that it's going to hit the Hollywood sign, too?
No, I think so. The issue with the Palisades is that's the area where they don't have the water. Some of these, like Hollywood Hills and the Sunset Fire, they've had more access to water, so they're able to contain them a little bit easier. But, I mean, you just don't know with the wind. You know.
And what are they saying on socials? And what, I don't know if either one of you, Tim or Stevie, have seen it. Why don't they have water?
I don't know.
We don't know why they
don't. I don't know if we want to dig that deep.
Yeah.
Like, okay. We want to really dig that deep without getting into it. But,
all right.
But it has been a thing. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I think, wherever you watch or whatever, it's hard. I mean, it's all over every TV that we have on. It's unbelievable to see the picture, see that it's actually happening. This isn't some horrible movie from the outside, but it is, it's what everybody's talking about today. So I don't know if maybe, like you say, you have friends or family or somebody, somebody's outish that way, aren't they?
My sister-in-law, her family's from Pasadena area. So,
and that's kind of where like being I don't want to say that I'm LA stupid, but I don't pretend to know the area real well. I've been there like twice in my entire life. That's kind of where
it's near one of the fires. It's like on the outskirts of LA, but it's not near the water, opposite of the ocean.
Have you checked in with them? Are they okay?
I don't know. Probably.
Stevie!
Yes.
Let's send a text, maybe.
It's not like it's my sister-in-law's family, not like.
Right.
I don't know.
Like, who is this person?
Yeah, right. Maybe, like, you know, in a couple of hours when the your sister-in-law wakes up, you could just check in, say, you know, hey.
Do I have my sister's phone?
Okay, what about your brother then?
Yes.
That's it. Check in with your brother.
That's what you can do.
That's what we could do.
So we've got that. So we have one problem solved. That's the case.
Good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have to say thanks to Deb for reaching out to the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. She actually shared a video. It says, my hubby's cousin lives in L.A. This is a video from his condo. And you watch this and you can see, I mean, it's from far away, but you see all the smoke. You can tell it's nighttime, all the smoke. And then you just see a big fire blazing there in Los Angeles. It is so tragic and so sad. And what I think about these people that are there with the loss of control they must feel and devastation and having nowhere to go. I mean, you know, I've seen a lot of the celebrity accounts, like whether it's on Instagram or TikTok or whatever, saying, you know, thank you to people for helping them or giving them blankets or, you know, food or shelter and stuff like that. But just, it's just an awful, awful story.
Yeah, we'll see if we're able to share that video. It's unbelievable. And it also, when you focus on that section, I believe it's like 20 miles west of downtown LA, something like that. And obviously the houses are massive. I think the average price of a house is like $4 or $5 million somewhere in that area. A lot of celebrities, we're listing them, and everybody that lost their home, don't care if you're a celebrity, don't care where you're at, you lose a home. That's unbelievably sad. And I hope nobody ever has to go through something like that. And then, of course, I immediately think of these firefighters. Like, what hours are you working? I said, you know, I follow all these Las Vegas accounts and things, and they're sending truck after truck after truck to try to, you know, manage the situation. And I imagine give the other firefighters there some type of relief, maybe a nice power nap or some sort, like just to be able to get away with it and recharge and do these. I don't know. I don't know how they do it. They will get through it. They, I imagine, will rebuild. They will figure it out. But that is, it's certainly something we're talking about this morning. Because clearly it has been everywhere. But I mean, how do you get away from it? All eyes are on California.
Yes, the wildfires continue. Thousands of homes have already burned. They're saying more than 130,000 people under warnings or have been urged to flee their homes. We've seen a lot of celebrities posting about losing their homes. And we just mentioned those because those are the ones we see on social media. I've seen Mandy Moore post, Paris Hilton, Adam Brody and Leighton Meester, Miles Teller, Eugene Levy, Anthony Hopkins, Billy Crystal, Spencer Pratt, John Goodman. All of them have lost their homes destroyed in this Pacific Palisades wildfire.
Palisades fire. I'm just looking on TV right now. We just haven't had ABC on. It is the most devastating fire in the history of L.A. It goes on and on. Stevie, I know you follow everything on the socials. I mean, you can't get away from it. If you have a social media account and you follow anybody anywhere, it's on there. I mean, there's no way to get away from it. We kind of take you inside of that. And maybe it affects you. Maybe you have friends and family that are out there, and you want to reach out to us and let us know what's going on. Jessica, we appreciate the message. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Oh my goodness. Such devastation, such heartache. Prayers to California families. Be safe. I think that's well put. Also, Karen, I can't believe what I'm seeing on TV and on social right now. These poor residents of LA, this is just not, I mean, the list goes on. She goes talking about the fire hydrants and no water in the fire hydrants. Yeah. Like, it's like, what angle do you want to take of this thing? Because it just, the list goes on and on. But, I mean, you know, the celebrities being displaced, you're trying to, celebrities, not celebrities, whatever it might
sure.
be. You're trying to grab whatever you can possibly grab to get out of your house that you think to yourself, maybe I'll have a chance to get back to. I imagine it won't be totally destroyed, but clearly we're being told to leave the area. So you grab birth certificates, maybe you grab some pictures, you grab something that's, you know, near and dear to your heart, that's maybe from your parents that had passed away, like anything it might be, thinking there's a chance you go back, and you go back to nothing. There is nothing there.
Just
doesn't,
awful.
Doesn't matter. Celebrities, not area of the country, whoever it might be, the entire thing is just really, really tough to watch and see. And obviously, this is the number one thing that everybody's seeing and talking about today.
And one of the really terrible things is, you know, we started talking about the, what, yesterday or the day, when the fire started, it was one fire. And now what, Stevie, how many are
there? Like five, I believe they
five said. Five different fires. And we were just watching a video on one that popped up in
the Hollywood Hills. There, it was like the Palisades one, then they had the Sunset Fire, and then the Hollywood fire just started. It's not right by the Hollywood sign, but it's in that area, and it's spreading.
Is there fear that it's going to hit the Hollywood sign,
too? No, I think so. The issue with the Palisades is that's the area where they don't have the water. Some of these, like Hollywood Hills and the Sunset Fire, they've had more access to water, so they're able to contain them a little bit easier. But, I mean, you just don't know with the wind. You know.
And what are they saying on socials? And what, I don't know if either one of you, Tim or Stevie, have seen it. Why don't they have water?
I don't know.
We don't know why they
don't. I don't know if we want to dig that deep.
Yeah.
Like, okay. We want to really dig that deep without getting into it. But,
all right.
But it has been a thing. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I think, you know, wherever you watch or whatever, it's just, it's hard. I mean, it's all over every TV that we have on. It's just, it's unbelievable to see the picture, see that it's actually happening. This isn't some horrible movie from the, you know, from the outside, but it is, it's what everybody's talking about today. So I don't know if maybe, like you say, you have friends or family or somebody, somebody's outish that way, aren't they?
My sister-in-law, her family's from Pasadena area. So,
and that's kind of where, like being, I don't want to say that I'm LA stupid, but I don't pretend to know the area real well. I've been there like twice in my entire life. That's kind of where
it's near one of the fires. It's like on the outskirts of LA, but it's not near the water, opposite of the ocean.
Have you checked in with them? Are they okay?
I probably.
Stevie!
Yes. Let's send a text, maybe.
It's not like, it's my sister-in-law's family, not like.
Right.
I don't know.
Like, who is this person?
Yeah, right. Maybe like, you know, in a couple of hours when the like your sister-in-law wakes up, you could just check in, say, you know, hey.
Do I have my sister's phone?
Okay, what about your brother then?
Yes.
That's it. Check in with your brother.
That's what you
can
do.
That's what we could do.
So we've got that. So we have one problem solved. That's the case.
Good. I have to say thanks to Deb for reaching out to the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. She actually shared a video. It says, my hubby's cousin lives in L.A. This is a video from his condo. And you watch this and you can see, I mean, it's from far away, but you see all the smoke. You can tell it's nighttime, all the smoke. And then you just see a big fire blazing there in Los Angeles. It is so tragic and so sad. And what I think about these people that are there, with the loss of control they must feel and devastation and having nowhere to go. I mean, you know, I've seen a lot of the celebrity accounts, like whether it's on Instagram or TikTok or whatever, saying, you know, thank you to people for helping them or giving them blankets or, you know, food or shelter and stuff like that. But just, it's just an awful, awful story.
Yeah, we'll see if we're able to share that video. It's unbelievable. And it also, when you focus on that section, I believe it's like 20 miles west of downtown LA, something like that. And obviously the houses are massive. I think the average price of a house is like $4 or $5 million somewhere in that area. A lot of celebrities, we're listing them, and everybody that lost their home, don't care if you're a celebrity, don't care where you're at, you lose a home. That's unbelievably sad. And I hope nobody ever has to go through something like that. And then, of course, I immediately think of these firefighters. Like, what hours are you working? I said, you know, I follow all these Las Vegas accounts and things, and they're sending truck after truck after truck to try to, you know, manage the situation. And I imagine give the other firefighters there some type of relief, maybe a nice power nap or some sort, like just to be able to get away with it and recharge and do these. I don't know how they do it. They will get through it. They, I imagine, will rebuild. They will figure it out. But that is, it's certainly something we're talking about this morning. Because clearly it has been everywhere.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.